I try to pray, but the words aren't coming out the way they used to. Did I lose my faith? God, do I still trust you? I try to worship, but when I lift my hands, it all just feels so empty. Is it the heavy of the world, or is it just me? Though I've sung a thousand times, you're perfect and you'll never leave my side. Can I be honest? I just wanna know that you still got this. When all I'm holding on to is a promise, and God, you promise that you'll never leave me. When I'm scared, I've heard stories of you showing up when it was least expected. Every time you prove your timing's always perfect, and the wait was worth it. And again and again and again, see your power coming through. You bring life to what is dead. No, there's nothing you can't do.
what's your songwriting process like?
For me, I start with the idea. Everything starts as a thought, not a melody, but just a title. And so from that title, then I begin to walk into a room with, you know, usually a producer and a writer, and we start unpacking that thought and building it.
Is it ever difficult for you in those moments to maybe tap into kind of the real honest side of things, because you're having to just unpack it right there in front of other human beings?
I'm a pretty open book, so it's not too bad. I can get pretty honest and pretty real. So that's not an issue for me, at least.
I got you. Again, we're here with Danny Gokey, DannyGokey.com, here on Behind the Tunes. Well, Danny, there are a few things like live music. One of the greatest gifts we have is to get to perform live and get to interact with those that are there taking part of our music. But there's some goofy things that happen along the way, too. Do you have a most embarrassing onstage moment that sticks out to you?
Whoops.
Oh.
Oops, sorry.
No, that's
Goodness, I
fine.
dropped my phone. Most embarrassing on stage moment. I think the most common one is zipper down and don't know it. I don't want nobody seeing my tidy whities if I'm up there singing.
Do you ever get the people like pointing of like, hey, and you just think they're really like into it, but they're really just telling you, hey, something's not right?
Yeah, I've had that. At first, I don't know what they're talking about. Then I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah.
At least they're telling you, you know, it's not like, well, hey,
Yeah.
you guys were right there all night. Nobody told me this was going on.
Exactly. It's a little bit humiliating, but I'm glad they do.
Was there anything else that sticks out to you, or just that the main one?
I know I fell on stage one time because I ran into a riser. I was backing up, like walking backwards, and I just, a good thing, like I hit it and then I just fell back and sat down. So it wasn't too bad of a fall. That's another one.
That's too funny, man.
Take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. never said that I'm okay. 'Cause right now I'm lost and lost count of the broken prayers I've prayed. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say. The future, 'cause I know your plans are good for me. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say.
Don't want to keep you too long today, and so we want to get you to what you got to do. And so I love to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Yes. Now I might warn you, I'm not very good at this.
That's all right. That's I found that's even better than being good at it, is maybe not being very good at it. All right. Yeah, here with Danny Gokey behind the tunes, rapid fire. Danny, what's your favorite junk food?
It's gotta be pizza.
Pizza's
just.
Yeah. Is there a particular kind of pizza like this is my favorite?
I like sausage and cheese, and then also I'd say Funyuns. Funyuns are probably the worst of the junk food. Yeah,
there you go. Hey, is there a pizza place you found that we got to try sometime? You say you got to go here.
You know, I never remember the names, but there's a few places I can't think of the name. But yeah, there's been some places I'm too. It's been like, wow. I wish this was in Nashville.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Sticking with food for a second.
Butter pecan. It's kind of my fave.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Dopey.
If you had to change your first name, what would it be?
Flaviano.
I love it. What color is your toothbrush?
It's white.
In the movie about your life, the Danny Gokey story, what actor would
Robert
play
Downey
you?
Robert Downey Jr.
You know what's funny? Is people either, they thought about this, they're like, this is the person, and they can't wait to answer it, or they just say some ridiculous name that no one's ever heard of. So you've thought about that. Yeah. I respect that. We'll write a letter.
I just need the I need a younger Robert Downey Jr. because he's older than me.
All right, sticking in that same vein, if you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Iron Man, dude. Talk about the best. Iron Man is pretty awesome. I would say the Hulk, but he's got anger issues, and I don't want to be angry destroying people. So,
the only way you get to be you as the Hulk is just mad at somebody.
Yeah, and that just seems like a very not a fun lifestyle.
Do you have a favorite board game?
Classic would be Monopoly.
Monopoly. You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
That's a hard one because I'd go back to the birthing of the United States because I just love American history, and I wish I could just see that whole the next from the birth of the United States, maybe not even the birth, before when the settlers came, or when was it the British, the English came and started settling in the 13 colonies. Because I know that was like in the 1600s, I believe, or 1500s. Man, that's a good question. Like from when Christopher Columbus discovered, and then I'd watch it all the way up to like the Great Depression, if I could just watch that.
Have you always been a big history person?
Love history.
Me too. What's your favorite cartoon growing up?
I'm going to rephrase that. Favorite cartoon as a grown-up.
There you go. SpongeBob. Well, you and my son would get along really well. I'll say that right now.
I'm a classic Bugs Bunny guy.
I am too. Like,
Looney Tunes was great.
Yeah, I am too. Looney Tunes was great. When my kids are getting dressed in the mornings for school, I turn on Looney Tunes. It's always on. Or Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes. One of those is always on. So we got them on.
It's great.
Would 12-year-old Danny Gokey think you're cool today?
I think he would. But yeah, I think he would, because 12-year-old Danny Gokey was very shy, very to himself. Very, very timid.
I'm in the same boat. And last but not least, wrapping up here with Danny Gokey, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Raw tomatoes. I don't know why people love raw tomatoes. I can eat them any other way, but not raw.
Really? So you like them in other things. It's just the raw.
Yep. Just the raw.
I can respect that. He's Danny Gokey of DannyGokey.com. Danny, I know you got a lot you got to do out on tour right now. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us, and we look forward to catching you down the road.
Austin, thank you for taking the time with me today. I really enjoyed the interview. It was fun.
Thank you.
I like fun interviews. So
there you go. You. There you go. Cool.
Woke up feeling anxious. Happens on occasion. I don't deal with overflowing from the basement. I think I've hit a limit. God, it's been a minute. Couple heartbreaks, couple hard days since I paid you a visit. So here I am, back again, asking how I'm ever gonna make it out. You told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can move. Not there when the truth falls. Same way that blind faith is the end all and the be all. Going through the motions, missing all the moments. Time flies and like that I'm right back to broken. But you told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fire when you're weak, I'll be strong.
the love that I have for you. It's river wide, it's to the moon. You'll be alright, you'll make it with the love.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey our God. Shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing our God. Come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you.
We remember this. Oh, You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.